Well, good lunchtime, and today I've got a good solid crowd pleaser, which is a beer that I've often enjoyed in the past, and it's popped itself in. It's popped itself into my summer ales of choice, and it's another Badger, okay? Some of the best beers around in bottle, Badger beers. Golden Champion, Golden Ale, 4.5%, crisp and refreshing with hints of elderflower. And it's been quite nice and sunny lately, so I've gone down the route of keeping the curtains closed and the windows open. And I'm just going to enjoy this Golden Champion today with battered cod and some peas. And the crowd goes wild. Only years of dedicated practice gets you to the top of the podium. No one knows this better than our light but mighty Golden Champion. Bright, crisp and floral, this winner of a golden ale gets its refreshing notes from hops with hints of elderflower. Medal-worthy indeed, but unlike the vaulting harvest mouse, you won't have to bend over backwards to enjoy it. This Badger is anything but black and white. Characterful brews, colourful tales. 4.5%. So, you know, a nice little bit of imagination has gone into presenting a bottle that is entirely charming. Let's see if the beer lives up to it. So this is Hall & Woodhouse, 1777. And I hope to go and visit that brewery at some point. It's just my problem is I always seem to get everywhere when they're shut. But I do get that, just I don't get eaten, that's all, you know. Right. So you don't need a brewery, do you, to arrange a piss up? That's what I always say. So we got some beautiful golden notes here. Looks like a wheat field full of poppies and harvest mice. Fantastic. Really, really beautiful. I just have to take picture. Well, we've got a little bit of a head on the beer, so let's see if I've got any picture space left whatsoever. Just have to turn that bottle ever so slightly to get the right look there. There we go. Let's take another one in case that didn't really echo. Right, so, I mean, I don't think I've had this beer this year so far, and a great deal of the enjoyment for me in a bottled beer is the time and place and the anticipation, okay? So, time and place, South Kent, caravan, sunny day, but big fluffy clouds and quite a stiff breeze. Ideal day for battered cod, I think. So there's a nice little sparkle on this one. Very leisurely bubbles rising to the top. Really is. Yeah, I can get the elderflower immediately. And there's loads of like chamomile, viper's bugloss, dandelion, and also honey. It's one of those sort of beers. In fact, it's more honey beer than the ones that used to be quite popular years ago. I mean, they have been around for years, you know, but they're honey beers. But I think this one's the sort of ultimate honey beer, really. And the thing is that, you know, from one summer to another, you think, oh, I'll get the pale ales in again. And so this year I managed to meet a brand new one called Ironheart from Badger, and that is like a really big, muscly, you know, muscle bound continental pilsner type brew, whereas this is the complete opposite end of the spectrum. Now, it's not as light in colour or citrusy as the Citra, and it's ever so slightly weaker than the Citra, but you know, 4.5%, it's a good sturdy alcohol level. I mean, this is just so nice. I've never sat down and just had like four or five of these, but I think this one would be a good contender for doing that because it's got so much bounce. I'm massively in favour of this one. So it's very, very difficult to say, which was the sort of outright winner, if you like, of the five that I've chosen. But we've got such a spectrum from the really, really pale lemon citra through this one onto the iron heart. Then there was the double ghost, which was, massive with rye strength, and then the big job, which is just formidable. But in many ways, the sort of quintessential ale, it really is good. Really good. I think you should try them all. Okay. So that's Citra, Golden Champion Badger, Iron Heart Badger, St. Austell Big Job, and the Double Ghost from Adnams. Just have a fantastic session. Try them all. If you don't want to drink all of them, get a couple of friends round, see what you think. What I think is they're all highly quality. They're really bringing the standard of British brewing up, and they work brilliantly in bottle. They're all fantastic foodie beers. I mean, fantastic, like with cheese, an onion, tomato, apple, Stilton. Or any kind of dish you can think of, really. They really, really cut it. And they're just everything about a good British summer is in these beers. And this one is just like a dark gold wheat field. So it's let me just try again. I would say out of the five that I've tried, this is by far the best all-round beer, but it might be just a little bit too honeyed for your liking, in which case I would recommend the Big Job, because that sort of does everything you want from all the other four. Okay, but it's a very, very exciting array of pale ales, and I really, really do think you should try them all. They really, really are fantastic. Okay. I've tended to go for brewers who have, they're smaller, more independent brewers. The exception is Adnams, but that is the last Adnams that I'll be trying, and it is a very, very good beer. It really is a monster of a beer. Okay, it's just a shame this summer that they decided to dumb down their flagship Ghost Ship beer, which, not, I mean, any brewer who has a lot of beers will have one or two flagship beers that sort of prop up all the other beers. And for Adnams, I would say it's the Ghost Ship at one end and then the Broadside at the other end. But nobody's going to know whether Broadside is 5.6% or 6.5%, whether it's got wheat in it or not. But it's very noticeable once you slip a beer from 4.5% down to 4.1%. You've lost any kind of hope of texture. Whereas this one at the 4.5%, there's just enough texture to make the honey, chamomile, elderflower type of nuances really burst forth. But you still got a pretty mighty ale there. That's not to say I never drink any sort of 4.1% beers, but they just usually don't come across as having quite that power. The one that I, could have put into this, and I do recommend it on the bottom of the heap, is Liddell's Own Golden Ale with a goose on it, and that's 4.1%, and that never, never fails to please me, and it's £1.19 a bottle. Okay, so I do like to try and have a few of those in. So that my spending on beer is not too extraordinary. Okay. But As ever, if you can possibly get out and about into the Shires and get to breweries, my absolute all-time top favourite pale ale in Britain is the Hook Norton Haymaker. I think I've got a bottle here, so I will just pop in a picture of it, but I can't do a review because I drank it last summer. Okay, so that's five beers that I've tried, and another couple I do heartily recommend. Bottom of the heap, Liddell's Golden Ale, and top of the heap is the 5% Haymaker from Hook Norton, which just soars above every other beer brewed in Britain, in my opinion. So I hope you've had a lot of fun with this, and you do get out there and buy the pale ales yourself. There's a difference between, a pale ale, an India pale ale, a golden ale, and then we're going on to amber ales. To be absolutely ruthless, amber ale is the new trendy name for best bitter. Okay, so you've kind of got to get that under your belt, and there's a tremendous amount of different names for beers, but essentially there's only two types of beer: the beers that are brewed with ale yeast and the beers that are brewed with lager yeast. That's the difference. So the softest pale ale is the same as a hearty stout because they're both brewed with ale yeast, whereas your lagers, which to me all taste the same, are brewed with a different type of yeast. Okay, and that's the difference. So there's no difference actually between stout, porter, ale, and beer. All of those are the products brewed with ale yeast, and lager isn't. If you like lager and you're not sure about ales, these ales are brilliant. If you don't like one of these five or seven that I've suggested, bearing in mind that at home you can pop them in the freezer and have them as cold as you want. What not to love? I just can't see why anyone would drink lager over and above one of these pale ales. Okay, so thanks very much for listening in. That's probably all the beers I'm going to really cover this summer, but I might do a four stout selection a bit later on. But I'm hoping to get outside of my wine cellar collection, and that's going to include some fantastic French wines from Pomerol. So just enjoying, some battered cod or some golden ale, and I'm looking forward to having some sort of, slow cooked meats and barbecue type meats and rib eyes and so on with these powerhouse red wines in July and August. So crack on. I'll list the seven ales that I recommend, and you really don't need to be drinking any lager this year with such a lineup of fantastic ales, and of course the proper job as well, in there. Fantastic. I've had a fantastic tasting here because I haven't hit one dud beer, and I think that is really, really something. I mean, these days I tend to almost entirely drink either pale ales or stout porters. I very rarely drink anything in the brown colour range because most of it just tastes of nothing. The brewer can't be bothered, they've got brewer's droop. The one exception is Hook Norton's Red Rye. That really is a fantastic dark red brown. But there's so much in the black range, including quite new trendy black IPA, which is a fantastic drink. And then you've also got milds, stouts, porters, What will we have next? Black IPA. That's right, black pale ale. There's sort of a contradiction in terms in there, isn't there?